Father, we praise you. Thank you, God. Aren't you glad that you've got the last say in the matter? Aren't you glad that you've got the last word when it comes to the devil? Aren't you thankful that it doesn't have to end in defeat? Aren't you glad you've got hope? Aren't you glad it's not over yet? Aren't you glad you're still standing? Aren't you glad there's a God that loves you tonight? Aren't you glad that you know who you are? Well, my Lord, we ought to praise him in this place. Well, brother, it's Friday. You know how it is. I tell you what, we need more of God than we do a routine, Sister Doris. We better get real. Look over at your neighbor and say, it's time to get real. It's time to get real. It's time to know who you are. And it's time to do what you do. Because God has called all of us to do what we do for his glory. Hallelujah. I've got two scriptures to leave with you tonight. We'll start in Isaiah in the 53rd chapter. And I'm excited about this, as I always am. But just because I'm always excited doesn't mean that the excitement is illegitimate. I'm excited about this word tonight. Isaiah 53, and we're going to read one verse there at verse 5. Powerful scripture. It's a reminding scripture. It's an empowering scripture. It should give us hope. Did you hear the key word there? It should give us hope. So let's read this. Actually, I'm just going to start from verse 1. Is that all right? I don't want to leave anything out right here. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Now turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. At the 24th verse, I'm going to start at 21, actually, if that's all right. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now I want to talk about the power of are and were. Now, in this scripture, we read of the foretelling or prophetic coming of the Messiah. And in that prophetic word, it was bringing emphasis to the word are. That you are healed by his stripes. But he had not yet come, right? So this prophetic foretelling in the word of God was already speaking about what was going to be. The power of are. Do you know where we're going with this tonight? You may be in some situations where it's not going to be were. You're going to need God to be with you in some situations where you're going to use are. By his stripes, I are or will be healed. Now let me replace healed tonight with restored. Is that all right? By his stripes, I will be restored. By his stripes, I will be restored. There are many things that we need God to fill up in our lives. Many voids of sadness and depression and misplacement of our hope. And until we have the power of Christ foretold in us, it cannot come. We've got to know God so much that when we speak over our situation, we're going to speak in the spirit of are. By his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, you are coming out of this. Whew, I feel this all over me. By his stripes, you are going to make it. Don't just always use were, my friend. Were is a good thing, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But sometimes you need to stand in the are of the word. By his stripes, we are going to come through our trials. By his stripes, we are going to be healed in our situations. I don't know how many of you are standing in the gap tonight, but you need to stand against the enemy tonight and proclaim that by his stripes, they are healed. By his stripes, they are delivered. You need to use the Son of God's purpose for your purpose. Oh, they're going to be all right. They will if you use the Word of God in your faith. We've spent too long wishing for the best. We've spent too long just hoping for the best. It's time that we get real about what the Word of God says it will do and put it into practice and test the integrity of God's promise. Let me ask you this. How many of you have tested your faith this week? You don't have to hold up your hand, but it's a serious question. How many of you, you've been tested in some things, but then let me ask you this. When you were tested, did you declare to that thing as not as though it shall be? Or did you take it and just deal with it and feel bad about it? Most of the time, the devil doesn't want you to speak words of life, because every time you speak a word of life, he's got to take a step back from your situation. Do you hear me tonight? Every time you will use the power of Christ, you are literally creating a boundary between you and the presence of the enemy, because he said to rebuke the enemy and he would flee. Some of you don't need to come and repent for your problems anymore. You just need to learn from your mistakes and start rebuking the problem with the Word of God, so that you'll have enough integrity to believe in what the Word says it will do. We're not using the Word. If we were using the Word, we'd have the demons and devils of this world a little bit more afraid. But let me tell you something about the devil. He's not afraid of people that don't have the power of God. He's not afraid of people that will say that they believe it but never use it in their spirit. If you do not agree with me, consider the church today. There was a church that I remember. It didn't have anything to do with how they dressed. It didn't have anything to do with what they said or what denomination they came from. Doris, I'm beginning to understand it more and more. They had less distractions in their life that showed them the Word of God was true. And when they believed in it, it produced results. I love me some faith-believing people. And sometimes I love coming up and saying, help me pray for this. And I just feel the power of faith all around me. But then when I go and I don't speak life, then it feels just the same as it always has. Have you been there? I'm not going to talk about something we don't ever deal with. I'm not going to talk about something we don't ever deal with and go through in our life. I want to talk about something that keeps us from our true potential. You see, I'm understanding that I'm not going to ever get what I'm wanting until I speak. Somebody say, until I speak, I'll never receive. Can we say that again? Is that all right? Until I speak, I'll never receive. He said, you have not because you ask not. There is something in the power of your words, and there's something in the power of the Word of God coming out of your words. Listen, friends, faith is not your feelings, and sometimes your feelings will not want to speak things in faith. Sometimes you've just got to believe it anyway and use the Word of God over top of your perception of the problem. I could sit here all night and listen to your problem, and by the time we get to the end, you will have sold me on how bad that it is, how mad I should be at that person, and how I shouldn't forgive them like you don't want to forgive them. But until we use the Word of God, we'll never have distance between us and our problem long enough to know that it's the devil. Now, what I'm about to tell you, you're not going to get everywhere, so you can consider this a free blessing. But it's not every church that you go to that's preaching rebuke the enemy. We're starting to encounter an era of accepting our enemy. But I'm here to tell you, there are devils that were never meant to be your friend. There were temptations that were never meant to sit in your life. And I'm not just talking about the extreme things, your drugs, your alcohol, your addictions. I'm talking about the small things that spoil our power of the anointing of God to take on the form of godliness and deny the power means that we are a vessel that is empty without the Word of God inside of us. Do you know that the Spirit of God is the Word of God in you, amplified by how you believe? Did you know that tonight? In the beginning was what? God. In the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and God was with the Word, and it was all the same. And when you received Jesus Christ, you didn't receive something that you had to swallow physically. It was something that you received in your heart. But when you received that, you weren't receiving some ghostly presence. Guess what you were receiving? You were receiving the Word of God. And as you believed in the Word of God, you became saved. As you wanted the anointing of God, you have read and heard from people in the Bible that received the Spirit of God. But let me tell you, you didn't receive it just because I said it. You didn't receive it because they laid hands on you. You received it because you believed the Word of God. Now I'm here to tell you, the Bible has become one of the most forsaken things in the house of God. We've got the songbook, we've got the preacher, we've got the Sunday school program, but we don't have anybody that wants to stand for the Word of God, because if we stood for it, it defined who we are. And we wouldn't let so many things ruin our potential. Getting a little bold and excited, you'll have to excuse me. There are places you can go, churches, people that claim they believe it, but do not possess it. And you'll know it by their fruits. Is that all right? Can we put that in an applied example? To know it by their fruits means they'll speak about God before they complain. Right? How are you doing, brother? Oh, if you only knew. Oh, if you only knew. Are we ready? Do you want to hear about my problems this week? Probably not. It's like, brother, I've got my own problems. I don't have time for yours. Listen, the power of life and death. And what does your tongue bring forth? Words, right? So what that's really saying is the power of life in you is by the words you will speak. So to me, prayer is so much more than just saying, I'm sorry. Prayer is cultivating our words to produce power. I don't know what you pray when you pray. That's your thing. But I'll tell you what I pray when I pray. I speak the word of God. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm healed, but I speak that I am. Do you know what I'm telling you tonight? Sometimes I don't see the numbers that I'm looking for at church, but I'm praying and believing what the word said that I could have. By his stripes, we are empowered. You are empowered. It's not past tense. It's not soon to be. It's not if I do everything the right way. You are if you believe. So let me ask you tonight, every single Christian in this place, do you believe? We believe. Though we may have differences in our praises, though we may pray differently, believe differently, do we not yet believe together? And if there's one God, in one word, and we believe it, then in spite of our differences, we are still as one, right? And he said, where two or three would agree, what are we agreeing on? Are we agreeing that I'm a good preacher? I'd like that. Are we agreeing that I preach too long? I wouldn't like that. But what are we really agreeing on? We're agreeing on the word of God. We're agreeing that we believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and by that sacrifice, as we believe it, we're saved. We also believe that he sent another comforter as the Spirit of God, that we inherit his presence to speak and to execute in obedience according to that Spirit. We also believe that self-same Spirit leads us and guides us and serves as our teacher. But here's the great part about it. We also believe in what the word has spoken, and that it is truth. That means if Pharaoh had to let go, I'm getting excited. Whew. If Pharaoh had to let go, then the devil's gonna have to let go. That means that no matter how long it feels like they've stayed in the tomb, there's going to come a day of resurrection. There's going to be a victory in every battle. There's going to be a healing in every sickness. Why? Because by Jesus' obedience, you are empowered to the word. That's why. Now let's go to where. Now don't get me wrong, R's great, but where is just as good. By his stripes, you were healed. Sometimes past is as important as present. You know why? Because you can recall the moments where you were in God's plan. You can remember the moments when you believed and God produced. Has there ever been a time in your life where when you wholeheartedly received and believed in him that he did not move in some way for you? So what does that mean? If we will recall when we are not what we think we are, then by what we were, we can restore what we are. Right? And if we'll stand as we are, we'll become the person that we were. Some of us tonight know God, feel God, have a good time in his presence, but have so much more to do than we're doing today. Can I just get real with you? I didn't come to be your buddy. I came to be your minister. I came to tell you the truth. God has called all of us to do more than what we're doing. He said to speak his word. How many of you, if you believe that God could solve all your problems right now, and all you had to do was stand up in front of your peers and speak over your situation, if he would do it, if you knew he'd do it right then, would you stand? Would you do it? I know I would. I wouldn't let anything get in my way. There was a woman with the issue of blood that had just heard the word and came desperate to God. My Lord, I feel this all over me. If we only would return to believing the word of God, we'd be as desperate, we'd be as hungry as we've ever been. Listen, my friends, this is not going to be a situation where you get the fire of God to come down and burn you up into being a great and mighty Christian. The people that become great and mighty Christians get to the point of no return and finally get desperate enough, in spite of the lack of what they have, in spite of the lack of how they feel, they are going to believe it no matter what. And God is looking in this last day for a determined and hungry generation, in spite of the sin of the world, to be looking for His coming, to be hungry for His presence, and to stand for Him and His word. Hallelujah. You see, there's two people tonight I feel like need this right here. You don't have to take the stripes on your own. I just felt that release. You don't have to take the stripes on your own. These problems are not just your problems. They're His. Precious are the sight of the little ones to God. If we are all His children, then no matter how old we are, we're precious. He loves us and He cares about us. And I love this part of the Bible. It says, who could separate us from God? Do you know that you are so close to God if you just but speak one word? One word with the kind of love that you have for your loved ones. One sincere word will make the difference. If we came in and just believed what it says, then we would stop looking for something to persuade us that it's true. We've spent too long looking for something to make us believe it. But here's the reality. No matter how much I preach to you, I cannot make you believe. I love you. I'll try my best to make the point to you, but I cannot choose for you. You have to choose to believe in God's word. You have to choose to believe He can help solve your problems. You have to stand on His word. Do you know why it's effective? Because He suffered for it. Some of the greatest blessings I've ever received were things I felt from when I gave. And there was no greater gift provided to all of us than when God sent His Son. For God so loved us that He gave His only Son, that who would believe in Him would what? Not perish. I know that people have used that for salvation. I know that. But that verse is not just salvation. If you're not going to perish, that means you're going to prosper. Don't you want to prosper? Are you out there? Don't you want to be happy? Then believe in the word. Some of my greatest blessings didn't come from hearing an anointed song. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it tonight. Some of my greatest blessings didn't come when I heard a compelling message or read a compelling book or saw a devotional or heard something on the radio that just quickened me. Some of my greatest blessings had to come simply when I believed it more than what I was going through. Now I'm going to say this and come to a close. If you are going to be an overcomer, then the word of God in you has got to live and be greater in you than whatever it is that's against you. overcomer just doesn't come just because God is good. You will be an overcomer when you choose to claim victory over defeat. I am not where I used to be. You know why? Because at one point, by his stripes, I was already delivered. By his stripes, I was already free from drugs before I ever believed it. By his stripes, I'm telling you tonight, there are problems out there that you are going to be up against that are already fixed because he bore it for you. There is no such thing as an unsolved problem to God. You hear me? There is no such thing as an incurable disease in the eyes of God. There is no such thing as an impossible situation in God. Now, if you don't choose to believe it, I'm just going to be plain with you. You'll sit on the pew and you'll exist days, months, weeks. I don't know when that moment will happen, but one day you'll let go of the word. And it'll become an empty experience. And there's been too many services I've seen God's people serve him empty. And we give, and we give, and then we have nothing left. Because where he should have been the word, we gave of ourselves to the point of nothing. I have heard some of the most anointed people, Doris, tell me I'm tired of giving. I've heard singers give up their calling because they were tired of not being appreciated. Let me tell you something. Being a Christian is not about being appreciated. It's not about being the most popular. It's not about being the most gifted, talented, or most active, involved, or appearing. Being a Christian is to be Christ-like. To represent what Christ was to us. How can we do that lest we believe and act on the Word of God? How can we be proclaimed believers and do what we believe unless we do more than just hear it? Empty hearted service will leave you unfruitful. And I feel this so strong in me for somebody right now. Maybe you started out in a place where you had a passion and a hope and a love to serve God, but you've had some things happen. No fault of your own. But then you entered into this place where time after time and thing after thing just took away your ability to believe. And I don't know if it's for anybody else but for me, but I'm going to receive it right now. You'll get empty. You'll start giving of yourself. Then you'll lose your time. You'll lose your energy. You'll lose your passion. And then one day you're just sitting here and thinking to yourself, why am I here? And then after a while, oh Lord, I feel this. I see him out there in my spirit right now. One day after a while, they stop having even a burning to be here. And then emptiness turns to bitterness. Bitterness turns to guilt. Guilt turns to shame. And shame turns to anger. And anger turns to the enemy's weapons to cause people to lose their hope. We've got a whole world of people that said they know him, but yet don't believe. And you don't just have to worry about trying to find people that say they don't believe. For I believe now our biggest problem today is not just going after those who claim they do not believe. My belief is wholeheartedly that the biggest problem the church has today is that we've stopped believing in ourselves. We've stopped believing in what defines us. And we're coming in empty, looking for things, programs, songs, compelling things to make us return back to the point where we once believed. But there is no exterior presence that'll ever decide for you the way that you can. There'll never be a song good enough that'll cause you to believe like you can. It's a choice you've got to make. If you want to be saved, you've got to believe in the Word. If you want to be Spirit-filled, you've got to believe in the Word. If you want to see your church filled up, you've got to believe in the Word. If you want to see your family delivered, you've got to believe in the Word. Don't let go of the promises of God. So, as the old songs will say, if your Bible's gathering dust, I pray that you go back to it. What do you think it really means when it says to return to your first love? Is it Christ only? Is it feeling God only? Is it feeling His love towards us only? No. It's everything that embodies why we love God. It's His Scripture. It's the stories and testimonies of people that overcome to remind us that we're not the only person that's ever had a Job experience. We're not the only other person that's felt like Gideon and worthy to do what they are called to do. We're not the only person that's been outnumbered by a whole bunch of haters to say we're more than able to conquer the camp. We're not the only ones that stood like Joshua did, willing to lead a new generation out of bondage. You're not the only one that can do great things. We all can. And you know, I'm not the smartest. One thing I've learned that's made me victorious is to trust in His Word. I don't consider myself abundantly anointed, but I tell you this, when I start believing in this, it empowers me to where I don't feel pain in my body. I don't feel worry about what you think about me. I don't feel worry about the opinions that try to hit me later. Listen, when you get in His Word, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Not one thing. No sickness. Oh, you'll feel bad. There is a difference between feeling sick and having a spirit of sickness. You'll feel angry from time to time, but there's a difference in getting a little frustrated, the Word of God said we would, and having a spirit of anger. And there'll be some times you won't want to let go of things because of what people's done to you, but there's a difference in having a little bit of unforgiveness and having a grudge you never let go of. And the only thing that keeps us from being who we truly are is His Word. He who the Son, and what does the Son represent? What does it represent to us? We never saw the Son, but we yet believe in the Word of the Son. So He who the Son is set free, that also is telling you that which the Word has set free, you're free. That means you're free to serve Him as you are and grow to higher heights, deeper depths, greater glories. Are you bored yet? Let me tell you something. There's power in your words. And whether you think you're crazy or not, you ought to get up each day and at least one time of the day speak something positive over your problem. Well, I feel kind of silly saying that out loud to myself. You're not saying it to you. Although sometimes I have a lot of words with myself. But sometimes you've got to speak life. You look over at your neighbor and tell him, say, sometimes you just got to speak life. Sometimes you've just got to speak what you want. Ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and it shall be opened. Look for it. Seek for it, and it shall be found. That's what the Word says. Now that we've got all of this good Word, here's my question to you. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to forget it? Would it help if I did jumping jacks across the floor to help you remember? Because I will. Or are we going to seriously consider the magnitude of the situation? If you feel like you're serving God empty, if you feel like that your vessel is empty, then it's time that we return back to the place and the source of strength. Because the church isn't always here. We're not open like Walmart. Everybody's got lives and battles to fight. But the Word of God is open 24/7. It's available anytime you want it if you'll take it. I have even read about accounts of people who didn't even have a Bible, that the presence of God was so strong upon them that they were able to quote Scripture without ever having read the Word of God. How is it possible? Is the Word the page? No. Right? Where is it? Where is the Word? Is it this thing? The Word is what you do with it. Not just be hearers of the Word, but what? To do. To be a doer. An executor. For faith without execution. What is it? It's dead. It's empty. It's without profit. I'm telling you this. People are investing so much in the wrong things. We've spent so long investing in the wrong things, and all we have to do is invest in what's already been given. Have I made my point? Is that all right? Too hard? I love you all, and that's why I'm here. And when I go through something, I just have to say this. I don't say this very often. But everything I ever give is something that has come from a battle for me. So if you've ever wondered what inspires me, if you ever wonder where I get it, sometimes when I need an answer, I have to seek Him for what He wants to help me with. And in my personal life, I have to apply what I'm telling you. And I'm telling you, there's been some things lately that make me wonder which way I need to go. But when you don't know which direction you need to go, you just need to go back to the Word of God and believe in what you already know has been proven to you. And if you'll believe in it, it won't fail you. Just remember that. I would never stand up here and make you feel like that you could do something that's impossible. I would only tell it to you if I believed it for myself. And for me personally, I'm starting to inject greater words in me. You want to know what I tell myself sometimes? You deserve more. You deserve better. You shouldn't settle. That's the words I speak in my life. Don't live defeated. I feel the power of God all over me right now. Don't feel defeated. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Get up, today's a new day. Hallelujah, I feel this. Don't give up. Speaking life. Rebuking the enemy. Oh, the enemy. Oh, he'll come in long suffering. But it'll be the wrong kind. You've got to learn to be able to happily suffer. That's what long suffering is. You can't suffer miserably and please God. You've got to suffer with a little joy. Rejoice concerning your tribulation. Sometimes you feel so much of Him, it's hard to ever slow down or stop, isn't it? And let me tell you, one day, when you actually start testifying and serving, you'll know exactly how I feel right now. Because sometimes you just can't give enough. You can't do enough. So you just have to forgive me if it goes long enough. But I truly believe in what I'm telling you. I've applied it in my life and I've seen it proven. And hopefully, if God blesses me with at least double where I'm at now, I hope to live the second half of my life believing in all the things He's promised me. So I can look back and one day and say, by His stripes I was delivered. By His stripes I was set free. By His stripes I did get blessed. So that when I'm facing things in front of me, I can put the R in front of me and the Word behind me. You need to speak those things that are not as though they... with me? Speak those things that are not as though they
You know what I'm saying? Speak those things that are not as though they are. Be encouraged by those things as they were. Things are going to get better. Be strong in the Lord. I love you. I'm going.